Hi, this is Jim Vaccolo, and this is ILCT call on the business of coaching here on the 24th of July, 2013. I'm joined with a bunch of folks who have submitted questions, many of them, and who have questions about marketing themselves and building a coaching business, which happens to be one of my passions. I met Pat Williams, the founder of ILCT at Coach U when we were both students there in 1995-96. Been teaching teleclasses there since 96 and helped him start the advisory board with ILCT in 99 or 98 and been teaching here since 99 part-time, and I built my own international coaching practice. I was a full-time pastor and teacher when I started coaching and began building my practice slowly but surely, and have been full-time coaching since 1999. I now live for the last 3 years in Las Vegas, where I'm semi-retired, and previously to that was 15 years in California, and I'm a native of New Jersey and the East Coast. So I've gotten across the continent anyway, which is fun. I am one of the first master certified coaches at the International Coach Federation and a charter member of that organization. I am a certified career coach, a certified executive coach with the World Association of Business Coaches, a certified mentor coach, and a few other certifications I won't mention, including life coaching. So I tell my wife I'm certifiable, and she agrees. So if you don't like humor, you won't like my call, but trust me, there will be some here for you, so bear with me. I love marketing because everything is marketing. It's ubiquitous. If you don't believe me, just turn on the news and watch what they're doing with this royal baby. And, you know, if you don't think they're marketing the royal baby – and that they're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars from that kid, just turn on the tube on most any channel and you'll see what I'm talking about, if you haven't already. So marketing is ubiquitous, from signs on buses and subways and in restrooms nowadays. You can't get away from marketing. But marketing coaching is different than marketing anything else. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I have a new course for ILCT. I've put together an 8-week course on marketing called The Business of Coaching. It expands the business section from the foundations course, and it includes new material as well as material that I've put together over the years from teaching marketing and taking marketing. From people like J. Conrad Levinson and Alex Mondozian and Seth Godin and Mark Victor Hansen and others. So I learned and believed early on that you can be the greatest coach in the world, have the greatest passion for helping people, have the greatest skill set. But if you have no clients, none of that is really matters. So it's important that you learn how to get clients too. There are many courses on marketing. There are many books and tapes on marketing. Everybody and their brother has a way to do it. I say find your own way, and that's what this course is designed to do and help you to discover your own way. Introverts have to market themselves differently than extroverts, for example, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, we get in trouble when we try to market ourselves in an inauthentic way, because at some level your prospect knows you're nervous and knows you're not being authentic. As someone who started out marketing under the rubric of evangelism, I can tell you that whether you are working for a nonprofit organization or a for-profit organization, everybody has to market. Those of you who are therapists that work in clinics, the clinic has to market itself and feed you clients. If you're an educator, the educational institution has to market itself and feed you clients. The difference is when you're in business for yourself as a coach, you have to learn how to market, whether you like it or not. And I say there's a way to make you like it. That's my belief, because I've seen it happen. I've seen people who hated marketing turn into fanatics when they find a good way to, for them to do it that really rings and makes their heart sing. So that's important. So let me turn to some of the questions that you folks submitted. And I just got these this morning, by the way. So a lot of what I'm going to say is right off the top of my head, okay? Because Amy just sent them to me this morning. So I've had about an hour and a half to peruse them in between doing some other things this morning. But I tried to put them in some semblance of order in terms of what I thought would be helpful for you. And we'll have a chance to individually ask some things later. So the first question is, what are the most common mistakes coaches make in building their business? Great question. I think that believing that marketing coaching is like marketing other products or services is a big mistake. It's not. Coaching is unique in the sense that it's very personal. It's not like buying a refrigerator, and it's not like marketing therapy or anything like that. Why? Because our clients are whole, competent, capable, willing to take appropriate risks, willing to make appropriate changes in their life. If they're not, then they're probably better candidates for some other kind of assistance than coaching. The second biggest mistake I see over and over and over again is coaches trying to explain coaching to people rather than telling them about the benefits of coaching. That's like explaining how to do a push-up or how to work an elliptical machine in a gym rather than talking about the benefits of working out. It's about as boring as watching paint dry. So trying to explain coaching to people who are not coaches or don't want to be coaches is a futile process. So please don't do that, okay? You'll help yourself immensely by not doing that. Somebody has a little static on the background. If you can hit star 6 on your phone if you haven't already, I would appreciate that. Thank you. Having the wrong mindset is another mistake people make. Believing that if I just tell you about coaching and then offer you a free session, you're going to take me up on it and you're going to benefit from my coaching. Doesn't work that way. You have to think of marketing as a process, a multi-stage process. It's not a one-shot deal. The best marketers in the world all say it takes 7 to 9 significant contacts, or what I call touches with people, in order to turn a stranger into a prospect, into a client. Okay? In order to get those 7 to 9 significant touches, you may have to make 25 to 30 attempts to reach someone. So if you are offering free sessions as your marketing methodology, and more people than not are turning you down, it's because they don't have a history with you. There's no relationship there. There's no context. People want to do business with people they know, like, and trust, first and foremost. And how do you get them to know, like, and trust you? You build a relationship with them over time. You don't meet someone usually for the first time and say, hey, I really like you. Let's go get married this weekend. You build a history with that person, and then you propose. Same thing with coaching. You have to have a history with people. And there are proven ways of doing that. And that's part of what this course is going to teach you to do and how to network effectively in many different ways. Another question, what mindset does a successful coach need to have to really build a sustainable business? You have to define who your ideal client is, who you're looking for. I'm not a fisherman, but I know enough about fishing to know that you can't go to the open ocean and catch swordfish or bluefish the same way you catch trout in a stream. It doesn't work that way. So you have to know who your niche is or who the client is that you're looking to attract. And you have to be very clear about what you can offer them and what you cannot offer them. You also have to know what's keeping them up at night and what they want out of life. And the more you study your ideal client and what they want and need and how you can benefit them, the easier it's going to be to attract them. But if you just say, well, I'll coach any old body, I was there. I started out that way. I get it. I understand. But trust me, having a client who's simply breathing and has a checkbook is not an ideal client. It is not a niche. Okay? So being willing to turn down clients that are not a good fit for you is one of the hardest things to learn for new coaches. And I get that. I understand that. But it's essential, an essential skill. What's the biggest hindrance, somebody asked, to starting a coaching business? One word, mindset. What you bring to the table, you are your own biggest hindrance. Also, you are your own magic bullet. If there's a magic bullet to coaching and you think you're going to get it from my class, don't bother. It's not going to happen. If you think you're going to get it from anybody else's class or a workshop, forget it. It's not going to happen. You are your own magic bullet. There are no shortcuts to learning marketing skills. It takes time, like any other good skill. Okay? But there is a right way and a wrong way for you